Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The UK-based Al Care Foundation said a team of charity workers has been killed in Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza. The charity says at least 8 workers, including volunteers and journalists documenting their work, were killed when their vehicles were targeted Saturday. Hamas called it a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement with Israel. The Israeli military said it struck 2 terrorists operating a drone that posed a threat to Israeli troops and later targeted additional terrorists at the scene. The charity denies the allegation, saying its team members were not terrorists. The attack comes as U.S.-designated terror group Hamas leaders hold ceasefire talks with mediators in Cairo. Hamas says it will only release an American-Israeli hostage and the bodies of 4 others if Israel fully implements the ceasefire agreement in Gaza. A senior Hamas official says talks on the truce's next phase must start immediately and last no more than 50 days. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and around 30 leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, met virtually to discuss Ukraine in the wake of a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in its fight against Russia. Starmer urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to commit to a ceasefire if he's serious about peace and said allies will ramp up pressure on the Kremlin, moving peacekeeping force planning into an operational phase. After a 2-hour virtual meeting, Starmer criticized Russia's delay over a ceasefire proposal and its continued attacks on Ukraine, calling them counterproductive to peace efforts. Starmer convened the meeting, the second in 2 weeks, to support Ukraine amid a shift in U.S. policy. He emphasized that strong security arrangements are key to lasting peace. Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said there is a broad agreement among European leaders to continue military and financial support for Ukraine. Starmer announced that military planners will meet again in the U.K. Thursday to advance plans for Ukraine's security. This is VOA News. An ISIS leader has been killed in Iraq. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
According to U.S. CENTCOM, its forces, along with Iraqi intelligence and security forces, conducted a precision airstrike in El Anbar province that killed the global ISIS number 2 leader, chief of global operations in the delegated committee emir, Abdallah Maki Musla al-Rifai, also known as Abu Khadija.
One other ISIS operative was also killed. The release says after the strike, the 2 were said to have been wearing unexploded suicide vests and had multiple weapons. As the emir of ISIS's most senior decision-making body, Abu Khadija maintained responsibility for operations, logistics, and planning conducted by ISIS globally and directed a significant portion of finance for the group's global organization. Tens of thousands of people have gathered for the largest anti-government rallies in Serbia in years, with clashes between anti-corruption protesters, riot police, and supporters of President Aleksandar Vučić in Belgrade. The protests began in December following the collapse of a roof at a railway station in Novi Sad that killed 15 people. Critics blamed corruption under Vučić for the disaster. Sporadic clashes occurred before Saturday's rally, which is set to start at the National Assembly. Police have deployed hundreds of riot officers. While Saturday's rally is expected to be peaceful, a car rammed into protesters in the Zarkovo suburb Friday night, injuring 3. Police said the driver has been arrested. Cuba experienced a massive power outage Friday night, affecting Havana and other provinces, leaving millions without electricity. The Ministry of Energy and Mines said the outage began around 8:15 p.m. local time at a substation on the outskirts of Havana, causing a significant loss of power in western Cuba and a failure of the national electric system. The ministry said it is working on restoring power. Cuba has faced similar widespread outages in recent months, largely due to fuel shortages and aging infrastructure amid a severe economic crisis. The replacement crew for the International Space Station was launched late Friday, paving the way for the return home of Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, 2 NASA astronauts stuck on the space station for 9 months. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket lifted off Friday evening from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Returning to Earth alongside Wilmore and Williams will be NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gobanov. Wilmore and Williams arrived aboard the ISS in June 2024 and expected to stay in space for about 10 days. But their return was delayed after mechanical issues with their spacecraft, which, after weeks of troubleshooting, was subsequently sent back to Earth without them. Their return is scheduled for Wednesday. At least 10 people have died in Missouri after tornadoes struck central and southern parts of the U.S. The state's governor has warned of more severe weather, including additional tornadoes on Saturday, and the State Emergency Management Service reports widespread damage across Missouri. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.